You're listening to
All Independent Radio.
Bela Lugosi is dead. Good morning, everybody. It is a little after 10 o'clock, 10:10, on a dark, rainy Sunday morning, at least where I am. I hope the weather's treating you a little better, but we wanted to start off a little slow with some Bauhaus. And I am not even sure if that went out over the air, but well, if someone didn't hear anything for the last 10 minutes, could you call me at 617-277-8616? That's the number here in the studio. You can call to say hi. We have a small record library, so I can take a request for next week, unless by some miracle I happen to have the piece of music that you are looking for. But you can call if you like. And As I said, it's Sunday. Things are feeling kind of dark and heavy, at least in my mind. So that's the kind of music we're going to treat you with today, along with some information and some tidbits about stuff going on in Boston. Part of the reason I don't know if that song was going out over the air was that we have a cassette player here. And that was a cassette. That was actually from a cassette. Beautiful, recorded from a record, vinyl to cassette, played on the cassette player to you digitally through your computer. Crazy, huh? I don't know. Kind of blows my mind. But I'm not even sure if you heard it, so I hope you did, because it's a great song. And we're going to start the next set with a band called Caliphone. And then there's going to be some Chicago connections. Caliphone is a creation of the genius from Chicago, Tim Rutili. And he was involved with Red Red Meat and lots of other things, sort of mysterious guy, very creative visually and audially, orally, A-U-R-A-L-L-Y. And he's got a movie that's coming out. It's going to be at the Brattle Theater on Thursday with Caliphone playing live along with the movie. So that's a pretty exciting event. I'll tell you a little bit more about that after we hear this little set. But give it a listen and see if you like it.
Thank you. Christmas Tigers.
Thank you.
to Radio Obsession, Sundays 10 to noon on NEIALive.com.
The night has fallen, and the bartender is making the last call. So tune in with Johnny B. Easy as he brings back the 90s to your home computer every Tuesday from 9 to 11 only on All Independent Radio.
Good morning and good afternoon to those of you listening in a different time zone. But coming out of Boston, it's morning here and it's Sunday. It's October 18. Gloomy out there. On my way driving into the station here in Brookline, drove past a lot of soggy people with giant umbrellas and rain ponchos. There's a big event ahead of the Charles River, beautiful river that separates Boston and Cambridge. People come from all around the world for the head of the Charles, which is a weekend-long race on the Charles River for crew boats, those long, skinny boats with lots of people rowing backwards. So they're getting wet today and cold and clammy, and I feel sorry for them. But what are you going to do? God and the weather and the earth rules. Anyway, it's Sunday morning, and we're staying kind of dark and heavy. And what we were just listening to was a bunch of things. Let me grab my notes here. We had the Meat Puppets with Violet Eyes, and that was preceded by Sonic Youth doing Dirty Boots from one of my favorite Sonic Youth records, Goo, and I played them together because they're coming to Boston. Sonic Youth is doing two shows at the Wilbur Theater in November 22nd and 23rd, and they've grabbed a couple of really great old indie rock bands to open up for them. They've got the Meat Puppets on the 23rd. So I thought, why not play a little set there? And on the 22nd, Sunday, November 22nd, they've got the Feelies coming in. So I don't think either of those shows are sold out. So if you like those bands, go get a ticket. It's not a bad place to see a band. It's a nice medium-sized theater. It used to be regular theater, but now it's kind of been converted into a comedy club / music venue. So it's kind of the new place to go see bigger acts in the Boston area. Before that, we had Red Red Meat and Caliphone. And those two bands were both the brainchilds of Tim Rutili, Chicago genius. And they're Caliphone is doing a tour this fall with a new show that integrates the first full-length film by Tim Rutili, and he's going to be performing. Caliphone's going to be performing a live soundtrack to go with the movie. So that sounds like a pretty artsy and interesting event. Because he's if you ever look at the CDs covers or from Red Red Meat and just the beautiful photographs, imagery, you know, I think the visuals, he's got the visual and the oral side all covered. I think I said that before, but I think it's going to be a great show. And I don't think that's sold out either. That is Thursday, October 22nd. Is that right? At the Brattle Theater in Cambridge, Massachusetts, in Harvard Square. So check that out. And of course, Red Red Meat is just that awesome, awesome band from Chicago with Tim Rutili, and we heard the song called Ball from their Jimmy Wine Majestic album. And we're going to stay on the heavy side of things here with a little Chris Cornell.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's the one I wanted. Sorry about that.
Healthy today by promoting our rivers with American Rivers. American Rivers is a leading national organization with offices all over the country standing up for healthy rivers so our communities can thrive through a growing network of members. They promote our rivers as a valuable asset that are vital to our health and quality of life. So log on to AmericanRivers.org today and donate your time.
Today, just not your day. Stress with All Independent Radio. Listen to us live at NEIALive.com. All Independent Radio, webcasting to the world.
And dead firewood. Well, I
Everybody, it's a couple of minutes before 11 o'clock. You're listening to Radio Obsession, a show that broadcasts, or should I say webcasts, Sundays 10 to noon on All Independent Radio, webcasting from the New England Institute of Art in Brookline, Massachusetts at neialive.com, or you can check us out on iTunes. Go to College University Radio and look for All Independent Radio. Carry us with you and keep tuning in. We just heard Cat Power doing the title track of their CD called Free. And before that, The Eels, The Sound of Fear. Nirvana, Third Time's a Charm, I guess. I was trying to not play their giant smash hits, which are very good, but we've heard them a million times, so who needs to hear that again? Right now, we heard Scentless Apprentice, and before that, Soundgarden, Beyond the Wheel. And we started off with Chris Cornell from his from an EP that was out a while ago. That was like 10 years old, I think, but it was a song that he recorded at his home, I believe, just him and his guitar, Nowhere But You. And it appeared on a later CD, but we got it off of an EP. And, of course, Chris Cornell being the most remarkable singer for Soundgarden. That makes that little connection there for you. It's just about 11 o'clock. Again, you're listening to All Independent Radio at neialive.com. I'm Sarah. I'm here with you till noon and trying to bring the outdoor weather mood of gloom and darkness and rain and weather. Winter's coming and time to panic and hunker down. I'm bringing that to you musically, so enjoy. We'll be back with some classic birthday party after these messages, and I just want to say the subject matter is a little bit not so happy, so if you have children listening, you might want to change the channel or go in another room for a minute. But we'll be back again with more music after this message.
Want to get your future in focus? The New England Institute of Art in Boston is accepting motivated applicants with an eye for the extraordinary. Explore the potential of your personal vision with a Bachelor of Science in Photography. The New England Institute of Art works in a cutting-edge, all-digital environment with everything you'll need to get solid, hands-on photography experience that employers are looking for. Check out the photography program online at artinstitutes.edu/Boston.
Whatever your heart desires, you can find it on All Independent Radio, NEIALive.com.
Want to get your future in focus? The New England Institute of...
Yeah. she come? Is there hope for me? After all is said and done, anything at any price, all of this for you, all the spoils of a wasted life, all of this for you.
Inch Nails. What's that one called? The Great Below, of course, from their Way Cool double CD, The Fragile. Many hits on that one, of course. I finally remembered to play my bed music, so this is cool. This is, let me make sure I pronounce this correctly. I do speak Japanese, so I should be able to handle it, but I just couldn't remember his name. Nobukazu Takemura. From the CD called Sign. And he... there, it's out of Chicago. I don't know if it's a he, a she, they. But it's It's more of that Chicago stuff going on. We've got a Chicago thing happening today. We played Calphone earlier because they're going to be playing at the Brattle Theater on October 22nd, accompanying a movie that was done by Tim Rutili, who's the mastermind behind behind Calphone, Red Red Meat, lots of other Chicago stuff. And so Bundy Brown, who was from Tortoise, had his hands in this this music that we're listening to right now. Chicago, Chicago, another Great Lakes city. I don't know. There's something in the water in the Great Lakes that brings a lot of creativity and awesome music. All right. So what else did we hear before Nine Inch Nails? We had Susie and the Banshees from Juju. We were a little scary in that set. Head Cut. And before that, Birthday Party, 6-inch Gold Blade. Not a nice song, but pretty amazing band. With Nick Cave doing the honors on vocals. Genius. Genius abounds. Okay, so it's 11:15 here on a gloomy Sunday morning in the Boston area. We're trying to match the weather with the music. Keeping it gloomy, keeping it dark. Hope you're enjoying it. And this is Radio Obsession on every Sunday, 10 to noon, on NEIALive.com, iTunes, College Radio, under All Independent Radio. I'm Sarah, and I'm happy to be with you here. So we're going to get a little more commercial for you and play. Actually, I switched songs here. We're going to go back to hear some Swerve Driver and keep the music going. Not much else happening here on Sunday. So enjoy.